Hi everyone, it's Gavin J, the best thing since space, and you're listening to The Therapy Suite right here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. This week I speak to Michelle, self-leadership coach. We'll be discussing how she supports working mums. Michelle, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Brilliant, you could come on. Michelle, I think it'd be great for you, you know, our listeners and myself, just to hear a bit about your beginning, where, you know, what you were doing before and how you got to where you are now.
Wow, I've gone on quite a journey in my 45 years. I started off in travel. I've been a PA for years. I'm very organized. I was very high performing, high achieving, lots of deadlines. I became a mum, and I also have my own business as a massage therapist. And the therapy business took off, and I was juggling a million things. And here we are today, learning a way to juggle without burning out.
That's a trick in itself, isn't it?
Certainly is.
Oh, brilliant stuff. So basically, well, before we go on, what was it exactly that, from your background, because you've done quite a few things, haven't you? What was it that made you go into this field? Was there something specific? I speak to a lot of people, and they have great stories, you know, about, you know, something happened and it led them in this direction. I'm just wondering what your story was.
Well, so my therapy business background is massage. So I spent many years, I qualified 20 years ago now. And over the years through CPD, I've had to learn other things along the way. I've practiced a lot of mindfulness and life coaching, meditation, all sorts of things, aromatherapy, you name it, I've done it. And what I was realizing is that my massage clients, like, I'd known them for years, but they were waiting for me to fix them every time I saw them. So sometimes I'd see them like every other week, sometimes I'd see them once a month, sometimes I'd see them less than that. But they were always wanting me to fix them. And I became really disheartened with the lack of empowerment. And I really wanted to, well, it kind of happened by accident, really. I got shut down in COVID, and that's where I got into the coaching side of things. I started learning about coaching. I loved teaching online. I loved working from home. I started realizing that I can actually help them in a different way by teaching them the tools to be able to look after themselves. And that's where the life coaching came in, and the mindfulness practice. So yeah, leading your own life rather than waiting, being a victim, basically. I didn't want them to be a victim anymore.
No, I totally understand. Now, you use the term unshakable mama. What does it mean to be an unshakable mama in the middle of the modern motherhood, and why is it so important for women you work with?
I feel very strongly that feminism's backfired, and all it's done is overload us. Like, we fought to be in the room. We fought for all these rights, but society has shifted, hasn't shifted with us. And we've ended up being told this lie that we can do it all, but we really can't. Well, let's backtrack. We can, but we can't do it all at once. So I really believe that if we're able to navigate the highs and lows of life with grace and with ease, i.e. we have unshakable foundations through having a calm and regulated nervous system. We know how to regulate our emotions. We know how to regulate our children's emotions and teach them to do the same. We really can achieve anything. And my mission from years ago, when I was learning to teach baby massage, I saw baby massage as a way to bring more love and kindness into the world, more respect into the world through the parents into the children. But it's become way, way bigger than that. It's become this huge mission. I don't want my boys, I've got two boys, 13 and 9, I don't want them to grow up in a world where stress and fear are the prevailing emotions. I want them to learn how to be able to navigate the inevitable challenges, because there's always going to be challenges. It doesn't, you know, we can't change that. But what we can change is how we can respond to any situation, no matter the circumstances. So we can't choose the circumstances, but we can choose how we respond to them. So it's really about mums becoming really solid, like a tree, like buildings, like we've got, you think of a tree and all the roots and all the, like the real stuff that supports us is underground. The tree becomes unshakable. The foundations of a house are unshakable because they're all underground and like rooted down. And yes, this is about us as mums. And I start with mums because it's what I know. It's what I live and breathe. Making sure that we can create this ripple effect into our home and beyond through ourselves, through our children, into the wider community. And it's just really, it's a really beautiful area of work, line of work. I love it.
do the mums, what kind of pressures do mums specifically talk about the most, do you find?
What I'm finding is that there are all common threads. So it really doesn't matter what your circumstances are. It doesn't matter where you live, how much money you're earning, anything like that, but there are common threads. And there's a lot of loneliness. There's a lot of loneliness because we're trying to be somebody we're not, because we're literally just trying to survive. We are, you know, we're wearing this mask. We think we have to be all shiny and sparkly all the time. But the truth is, like, well, I was like a swan. That's probably like, you know how a swan gracefully kind of glides across the water, but underneath they're paddling frantically. That's what I used to be like a few years ago. And I did break. And I picked myself up piece by piece because I chose to. And that's what I want to empower mums to do. It's like, it doesn't matter what the day looks like, you will always come out on top. You will always, no matter what happens, you will always be okay. And so we feel lonely because we can't fully express how we're feeling. We're scared of judgment. We're scared of, looking like we're failing. But the other thing I'm learning is, I've learned through my clients and through all of the hundreds of DMs I'm having constantly, is that we're actually scared of giving ourselves the time to stop. So like we say, oh, we haven't got time, but that's rubbish. We do have the time when we're prioritizing the right things. We do have the money when we want it enough. We will always find the money and the time for the things that we really want. But we live life in this like avoidance, because we're scared of everything falling apart around us and everything unraveling when we're trying so hard to hold it all together. And it's bigger than that as well. Like we feel like we're unsupported. We feel like people aren't helping enough. And there's a lot of stories that go around this. So my work is very much around helping women unravel the stories and like shift their beliefs, shift their mindset, learn the tools to to regulate the nervous systems. So we're not constantly living in a state of fight and flight. It really does have a massive impact on the whole family. I tend to attract married women. And I'm guessing that's just because I'm married, and I feel that married women, this could be quite controversial, but I've got the utmost respect for single mums. My mum was one, my sister was one, and you know, they had a hard time. But married working mums have a really hard time too, because everyone thinks we're okay. And we carry the load silently. And the truth is that mum and dad are struggling. And so by mum taking leadership of her own life, we're actually supporting the husband too, my husband. I'm kind of inadvertently through my ways. Years ago, he was like, oh, I'm going on this journey, kicking and screaming, whether I like it or not, aren't I? But the thing is, I'm seeing that he's relaxing more and resting more now. He's giving himself permission because I'm giving myself permission. And, you know, the world doesn't stop just because we've stopped, because we've had a rest, because we've done something that we want to do, because we've had some fun, because we've spent some money on something that, oh, maybe we shouldn't have done because, oh, that's a little bit extravagant. Life goes on and life gets better and better the more you prioritize yourself.
Absolutely. It sounds like you help people to build their resilience. Would I be right in saying
that? Yeah, 100%. It's the resilience to the challenges of life and the confidence to navigate it. My work's very much based on self-trust. And one of the things, going back to your last question, actually, one of the things is we as working mums feel like we have to control the outcomes. We feel like we have to have maintain this, like, hold on, grip onto this level of control of what's going on in our lives, of the people around us. We have to manage them, micromanage in some ways. But I'm learning more and more how counterintuitive life is, and that it's actually when we're regulated, when we kind of releasing the stories that actually aren't for us, like the ones that tell us that we have to be and behave and do, you know, certain things. That's when we can surrender, we can let go. And that's how we develop a deeper sense of trust and a deeper resilience.
Absolutely. You support working mums in finding presence, peace, and purpose. What inspired you to start this work? And was there a personal turning point that shaped your mission?
There was. So as I've already said, it was the massage and wanting to actually help empower people. But deeper than that, from a personal level, I mentioned that I did break. So we were doing quite extensive house renovations. We were on our second extension. We fell out with our neighbors. We were at planning committees. We had a young baby. It was really, really stressful. And yeah, it just got too much. I was working, I had my business. I was working part-time in an office. I was helping my mum look after my nan, who was elderly with Alzheimer's. And I was just doing too much, and I broke. And I knew that I needed to pick myself back up. So I did, piece by piece. But I also knew that as a mum, I wasn't able to go to yoga classes every week. I wasn't able to go back to my aerial fitness classes and do the things I wanted. So what could I do instead? So I started focusing on, like, micro moments, like what brought me joy in the everyday. How could I make putting up the washing more exciting? How could I get my yoga practice in? Say, okay, I can't do an hour and go to a class, but I can do 5, 10, 15 minutes in the morning following YouTube. I can take a few deep breaths, stood in the kitchen while my kids are having their breakfast, you know, that kind of thing. And it built, and it was like tumbleweed. It kind of just spiraled, like I habit stacked. And the more I chose myself, the more habits and more tools I learned, the more life became fun again. Life became my own. I was feeling like I was in the driver's seat of my life rather than a bystander watching it go past at a million miles an hour. So as I was picking myself back up, my husband got really, really sick. And he actually nearly died of sepsis back in 2019. And that was a real wake-up call.
Absolutely.
He literally got out of hospital and I said, right, come on, we're booking a trip to Lapland. And we did. That was in the January, and in November, we went to Lapland that year. It's like, no, life's too short. And since then, like, he was also diagnosed with kidney disease, as have our two children. And we had this dream to move to Scotland from Dorset, right down in the south, because we love Scotland. We love coming on holiday to Scotland, and we had this dream of owning land. And plus, if you know the house prices in Dorset and the land prices, it wasn't actually going to happen. Anyway, so we had this dream. It was going to happen like 5 years, 10 years, I don't know, maybe never. But we made it happen. And it happened like the moment we decided to the moment, like, to put the house in the market, to actually getting the keys to the new house, it was 2 months. We literally just uprooted over the school holidays 2 years ago, and everyone's like, where have they gone? So this is the power of being unshakable. It's being so focused on what it is that you really want in life and going and getting it, and not letting things hold you back.
Gosh, you and your family have been through so much. And I mean, absolutely brilliant that, you know, you've come on top, and at the same time, you're supporting other people, which is fantastic. And yes, that's a very quick move. The decision made, and then within, was it 2 months, you said?
From putting the house on the market, yeah, to getting the keys to the new.
That is just unbelievable. We all know property conveyancing can take a while. So that is like, it's almost like you had some help from people above.
it was God. That's the thing, the stars aligned. But the way it all started was like, so we'd had the dream, but it was the case of, is it ever going to happen? And my husband was saying, no, I'm gonna go like tomorrow. And I was sat in meditation, and my guidance, where it was like, what is your next aligned action step, was put the house on the market, which wasn't the plan. But this is the power of having a relaxed nervous system, where you're not actually living in that state of overwhelm and that state of fight flight, is that your body can kind of connect with the whispers of your soul instead of like feeling like you're thinking that you should be doing this, that, and the other. Because it doesn't always work out the way you think it should.
Absolutely. We're just going to a quick ad break and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
So, Michelle, thank you for that little introduction to what you do. So many working mums feel like they're holding everything together, but quietly running on empty. What are some of the signs that a woman is stuck in that cycle?
Wow, from personal experience as well, but all the ladies I speak with. A lot of it is waking up in the morning with a sense of dread. That's like one of the key things that I was very aware of. It's like, oh, how on earth am I going to get through the day? Can someone just teleport me back to bed at night? I didn't want to do the day. I didn't know how I was going to survive the logistics of having to be a million places and do a million things and whatever. So there was that. And I was snappy. My clients snappy at their families, but they know that that's not who they really are. They know that they're better than that. And there's this need to keep pushing on, keep pushing. Like, I can't stop. Haven't got time. Must keep going. When you ever feel like that, that is an absolute sign that you need to create that space for yourself. And you can look in your diary and see how jam-packed you are in your diary. And I started putting keep free in my diary to make sure that I had that delible space or indelible. Is that right? I had it written in writing in my diary that I had to protect that time at any cost. And that even meant saying no to things like plans, like to, I don't know, dinner at my parents, for example, on a Sunday night. But yeah, just feeling like life is passing her by. So they're the kind of main signs, I would say.
Gosh, many mums struggle with guilt when trying to balance career, family, and self-care. Why do you think that this guilt is so pervasive, and how can women begin to release it?
Such a deep question that. It's not anything that we have done at all. The guilt doesn't come from us. It's been passed down through the generational cycles, through our grandparents, through our mothers, fathers, whatever. And we've kind of been taught that To be a mum, we have to sacrifice our needs. We have to put everyone else's needs first. And that there's this kind of real martyrdom model around motherhood. Like we have to, yeah. And it's the same. It's not, again, I'm not just talking about mums, but I work with mums because I'm a mum, but this does apply to my husband and like dads I know as well, that we can't always do the things we want to be doing. So the guilt comes from external stories from other people, and to release it, we need to get really, really clear on what it is that we really want in life and actually realize that our needs and desires matter, and realize and start playing really, I guess, that we, when we are achieving the things we want to achieve and when we're soothed and regulated and everything, then we can be much better people. We can be much better, better parents, much better mums. You know, we don't snap so much. We're able to say, hey, okay, I made a mistake there. I do have a little bit of a joke with my eldest son. He, it's backfired once or twice, but mostly it's a bit of a joke, is that he's our experiment. he didn't come with a manual and we're having to all learn together. And when you can kind of like accept that as part of life, like, none of us actually know what we're doing. Parents don't know what we're doing. Mums don't know what we're doing. Like, we're all just like trying to muddle through and do the best we can. that's how we can start to release the guilt, start to surrender, start to let go. And and then it's about also setting the boundaries to make sure that we're protecting our time and energy so that we can achieve those things that really matter to us. Like moving to Scotland, which is a really massive example. And I don't recommend moving somewhere like so quickly, because it's so much to hold. It's actually been stressful in itself, just, you know, all the change. But ultimately, like, setting boundaries is about choosing you over and over again. And it's like we're playing this game of life. I like to relate it to video games. So like we're constantly trying to like get to the next level. And we're constantly, there's more fears, there's more challenges to actually overcome, and we're trying to get through, like shift through these, like change our beliefs, shift through all these stories and things, and then we get to the next level. And yeah, that's what we're doing constantly. We're just trying to see what we can get away with, push the boundaries, just like our kids do.
Absolutely. I'm not a parent, but obviously I've spoken to a lot of parents, my friends are parents, and they kind of describe it like it's a kind of a work in progress. You know, you're learning every day, you're learning on the job. Do you know what I mean? And,
yeah.
You know, you can only do your best, with what you've got and with what's going on, you know? And I think, because all children are different, they all got different personalities. So you've got to try and adjust yourself to trying to, you know, develop rapport with your own children. So I find that my mates that are parents, especially, you can see that they've got the whole bonding thing going on. But it's all very different for each parent, isn't it?
Yeah. And every day is different with each child too. Yep. And like this, I was talking about it with one of my clients last night. And it's a case of every phase is different. And then like my son's 13 now, and that's like a whole new set of challenges. But not just from how he behaves, but also like my husband and I being on the same page. Like we've seemed to have kind of have slightly different parenting styles these days. So that's brought other challenges. And so it's all about, again, it's about leading your life and making sure that we're coming to an agreement and able to maintain those relationships.
Absolutely. You use the term self-leadership in your coaching. Can you explain what self-leadership looks like in everyday life for a working mum?
It is about taking radical responsibility for your actions, your thoughts, your behaviours, really, your habits, and making sure that you are showing up as the best version of yourself you can for yourself and your kids. What I like to refer it to is like your future self. What is in the best interest of your future self? So it could be as simple as, I really don't want to go and do the food shop now, but I know tomorrow that I've got a million things to do, or I need to be somewhere else. Maybe it's somewhere fun. Don't know. It might not even be a job.
Shopping.
Well, on top of the shopping. So like, if I go shopping now, that will actually help my future self tomorrow. It means I'll be less stressed tomorrow, or I'll have more fun tomorrow because I don't have to worry about the shopping. For example, I mean, that's just a really boring, but very real, real example. But like, self-leadership is about becoming your biggest cheerleader. It's about actually seeing yourself as a human being with their own needs and desires. Like, I've got this practice that I do with my clients where I invite them to look in the mirror every morning and just say hi to themselves. And the feedback is, oh my gosh, I'm actually seeing myself as a real person for the first time ever. Because we just go through the motions constantly, go through the motions, making sure the kids are at school, making sure that we're sat at our desk at the right time, making sure all the school admin's done and da-da-da, all of that. And yeah, so becoming our biggest cheerleader and advocate for ourselves. And again, by doing that, we're role modeling that to our husbands, our partners, our children. Our children can role model that into the schools. This is very much about finding like that inner peace within and, you know, having that resilience, that confidence that we've talked about. And being a self-leader is very much about staying connected to what matters to you, what are your dreams and desires. Because in this world where there's so much atrocity and so much sadness and so much darkness, I, for example, have chosen to not watch the news every day. I've got a high level overview of what's going on. That's enough for me because I want to protect my own good vibe, my own kind of high energy. I want to be a beacon of light into the world. I don't want to get dragged down. So it's about kind of identifying, like, how can you be that beacon of light for yourself and others? And surrendering to the need for control of others and releasing expectations on the outcomes on others. Expectations on others and the outcomes.
Absolutely. And I've spoken to many people actually that stopped watching the news some years ago. And I've limited news a lot myself because it's a lot of, I mean, it's very unfortunate what's going on in the world, but I find to protect, like kind of my own mental well-being in terms of, you know, being positive every day. If you hear sometimes about the unfortunate things going on, it's not too good for oneself as well, if that makes sense. So I'll try and keep an eye on things that you need to, obviously, but if it's too much, you know, it's like, you know what, you have to put it to the side and try and restrict how much of the news you do watch, which I'm sure you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly. Yeah, I completely agree. And that was a very conscious decision I made when my son was about two, I think, because I didn't want him watching the news. And actually, I realized that by us not having the news on in the morning all the time, I felt happier. So, yeah.
Kind of in both ways.
Yeah.
For mums listening who feel overwhelmed and stretched too thin, what's one first small step they can take today to begin feeling calm and in control of their lives again?
My favourite is asking herself, how do I want to feel? And this is tried and tested by myself and my clients, and it really makes a huge difference to how you go about your entire day. So my alarm will go off in the morning, and have that sense of dread. Oh my gosh, how am I going to get through the day? So I'd ask myself, okay, how do I feel? Name it, name the emotion. How do I want to feel? Okay, well, I want to feel confident today because I've got this going on. I want to feel happy today because whatever. And it's about becoming aware of how you're feeling. And it's only when you're aware of how you feel that you can make a change. You can make any changes. So then by knowing how you want to feel, how you want to feel in there, you've got that benchmark for the rest of the day. So when you get more advanced, you can ask yourself throughout the day, okay, how am I feeling? Just like check in with myself. How do I feel? All right, I'm not feeling that confident. Well, what's one little tiny shift I can make right now to make me feel confident? So is it like I don't know, have a quick dance or pull a funny face to my child or get a hug from my husband or whatever. And then really key is that when you get to bed at night, did I achieve that feeling? How do I feel now? And that is life-changing. That connection with your heart and what you're feeling.
Absolutely. We're just going to a quick ad break and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Michelle, you're a member of the Federation of Holistic Therapists. How does holistic practices play a role in the work you do and in your own daily routine?
I've touched a little bit already on my therapies. And so the work that I do is very much based on short and sweet, really powerful reset tools that can take a mum from chaos to calm in any any moment, wherever she is. So, for example, you could be cleaning your teeth and having a dance, like doing some mindful movement, or you could be sat at the traffic lights at a red light in the traffic, desperately trying to get across the from the school run to the office and take a few deep breaths. So all of the holistic practices are, what's this? There's breath work, there's journaling, mindfulness. There's just a whole like little suite of reset tools that I introduce and teach my mums so they can create their own unique toolbox that works for them. So I introduce them to quite a few tools over the time we work together. I want them to be empowered. I want them to have those tools.
Absolutely. I've done quite a few shows and, you know, I've heard people talk about breath work and journaling, and, you know, a penny for every time I've heard journaling. I've heard it's absolutely amazing, and it's used so much because I think from what I've gauged, people tend to find they kind of offload, even just kind of put it somewhere, have it all written out. You're kind of letting it go, you know, letting it all out, expressing what's going on in your mind, that kind of thing. And then there's breath work where it helps you to relax. How do your clients find it all?
Well, with the journaling, so the way I use journaling is to be very specific about the different pillars of my work. So the pillars of my work are about the priorities, so getting clarity on what it is you want in life, and then the boundaries to make sure that you can protect your time and energy. And then liberate is the third one. So it's connect, align, liberate, and that is the gratitude mindset and the nervous system and emotional regulation and learning the tools, and then manifest, which is about taking those aligned action steps. So the journal, there's journal prompts that will link them into each of those pillars, to make sure that they are really clear on what it is that they want and what will help them and what they need in life to help them become the leaders of their lives. There's so many different ways you could use journaling. Journaling can become your best friend, really, because you can say whatever you want to a journal and they won't talk back, they won't judge, they won't have an opinion, they won't criticize. And yeah, it's really powerful. And I've used journaling in so many different ways. And then the breath work as well. When my real life example here, my boys are getting a bit excitable on a school morning when I'm trying to get them to have their breakfast and go get ready. And rather than shouting at them, I literally just turned away from them and I would just take 3 deep breaths, turn around, like, okay, I'm fixed. I'm okay. Let's do this. So yeah, it's just real in the moment stuff.
We live in a world of constant comparison and perfect parent pressure online. Mm. How do you help women remember who they truly are beyond the noise and expectations?
Well, it is exactly that. That is my work. It's about helping them remember who they are beneath the masks and the roles and the expectations. And it's about, it's really about coming home to themselves and remembering who they are, what they want, what they're here for. Because we are so, there is so much noise, so much drama, you know, it might not even be our own, might be caught up in a friend's problems, which we want to help our friends, obviously. But sometimes that can detract from what's in our best interests and we take on, you know, their emotions and things as well. So it's really about choosing yourself over and over again and just kind of removing the conditioning, sort of unlearning that we have to behave, dress, look a certain way. So for me, for example, I practice what I preach. So that's the first way I help them, really, is I practice what I preach. I am a full embodiment of my work. I'm living and breathing it. It is who I am. I can't change it. I'm on this mission. No matter how hard I try to get off it, which I haven't too hard, but my husband sometimes would like me to, because I am quite obsessed with my work. it's about, like, for example, I'm going grey. I'm 45, I'm going grey. So it's about letting my hair grow out and showing people that this is who I am now in this phase of life. And it might sound so superficial or whatever, but that's coming makeup free, you know, just being whoever we are, you know. And it's about realizing that perfect doesn't exist. I learned that perfection is a perception and it means something very different to everybody. So we need to just remove the word perfect from the dictionary. I do not use the word perfect anymore. And if I go to use it, I'm like, okay, no, I don't want to use that word. I need to think of another way to say that, because I want to remove myself completely from that perfectionism. So basically, like, the calmer we are, via like the reset tools and things, the more we trust ourselves, the more we trust that intuition, the more we can let go, the more we surrender to what is, the more calm we feel again. And it's just this cycle into inner peace and into becoming this version of us that we know that we're here for more. This is about, like, okay, what do I want? Where am I in life? Where do I want to be? How am I going to get it in the most aligned way? But we have to remove that comparison because no one's living the same story.
Absolutely. Finally, if every listener took away one message from you today about what it means to be an unshakable mama, what would that message be?
That being unshakable is a lifestyle choice. It's not something else to do. Like, we're already overloaded. We don't want more to do. This is about choosing to live life to... This is about getting to the end of days going, yes, I don't have any regrets. I can handle heart. I have no regrets. I've done everything that I want to do and I've achieved what I want to achieve. And Yeah, I am so done with hearing mums saying that they're waiting for more money to arrive in the bank account, waiting for their kids to be a certain age or have certain abilities, waiting for them to lose a certain amount of weight or whatever. Like, what are we waiting for? This is our lives we're talking about. Our lives matter as well. And, you know, this is your permission slip to live the life that you want to live and just stop putting everyone before your own needs and desires. Stop suffocating yourself. Stop stagnating yourself. Because the truth is that when we put ourselves first, it unlocks such incredible, I don't know, such, it just unlocks something incredible in the family home. Like, there's more harmony in the home. You feel better supported in the home by yourself, by the universe, by your family. You remove expectations on people. You remove the passive aggression on people. Oh my gosh, it's multi-layered. It's a lifestyle choice. And you will fall off the bandwagon. And you just have to get back on again. There's no feeling guilty. There's no beating yourself up. It's just choose again and again and again. And you will fall. And you just pick yourself back up again.
Absolutely. It sounds like what you're basically saying to me, from what I gauge, is that it's someone that can literally, you know, anything comes at them, they can manage it. You deal with it and you move forwards positively. That's what it sounds like. Is that right?
Yeah, I believe that every challenge we face is a lesson that we can learn. It's a lesson to grow and evolve. And that, in my experience of working with mums now, I've seen so many challenges. And it's about learning that the challenges can become the wins in life.
Absolutely. If people really want to touch base with you or get some advice or use your services, where can people find you?
I'm on Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn. My handles are at michelle.acestermarsh. Google the Unshakable Mama.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. Thank you for your time today. Much appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And thank you to our listeners. You know, you can find me on Instagram at GavinJ417. Until next time, take care.